أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الله سخر لكم ما في الأرض والفلك تجري في البحر بأمره ويمسك السماء أن تقع على الأرض إلا بإذنه إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم. وهو الذي أحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم إن الإنسان لكفور. In the ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat, His power, His might, that Allah creates the situation in which day and night comes one after the other. And in that manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also showed us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist, and Allah has the power to assist whomsoever in this world has been oppressed and seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuing with the Qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ayah number 65 of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That do you not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjugated, Allah has subjected for you whatever is in the earth. Here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about subjugating the things of this earth, it doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given man control of things on this earth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything on this earth for the services of mankind. If you look at the mountains, the origins of rivers that take place over there, that is for man to derive benefit from it. The formation of rivers that take place, that is for man to derive benefit, to drink of the waters and to utilize it. And like that, we look at each and every aspect of this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it for the services of man, or if not, to create ease for man on the surface of the earth. And that is not only the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is also the compassion of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon man. وَالْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ. Further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the ships and the boats that sail in the seas by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the old days, people were transported by and large across the oceans and across the rivers with these boats and ships. Today we will find, and even in those days we will find, that the transportation of goods that take place, and all this is for the benefit of man, that man requires things to use on the surface of this earth whilst he is here on this, in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the ocean, and Allah Rabbul Izzat makes the boats and the ships a very major means of transporting the goods and the provisions of man. وَيُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ أَن تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala holds back the sky. Allah ta'ala holds the sky in its position. If Allah Rabbul Izzat does not do that, أَن تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, it will fall upon the earth. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds the sky without any pillars, and again, that is the great Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you go further, every other planet that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created, that is in its orbit, it doesn't move away from its orbit, it does not crash with each other, nothing comes crumbling down. If man can imagine and understand, if the skies come down, not only what will happen to the earth, what will happen to the entire humankind on the surface of the earth. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only shows His Qudrat, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His power. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. But by the command of Allah, if Allah so wishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring the sky down. That is the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not utilize that power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not exercise that power because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and Allah's mercy upon mankind. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind. Allah Rabbul Izzat is most merciful to mankind. And to like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word nas, and here the entire mankind. Whether a person makes Allah's ibadat, whether the person does not make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ibadat, yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sustains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after, whether one is obedient to Allah, whether one is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still looks after, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala still provides. And that is the quality of the Rahim, the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and compassion. Obviously in the hereafter, it will be a different matter. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is He, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created you. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. And then He gives you death. And that is only the power of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives death. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. And thereafter, once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect you on the day of Qiyamah. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that life and death is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else has any say in this. And we look at all these ayat. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been discussing, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been speaking to us about, all those matters are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is sending down the rains from the skies, whether it is bringing out lush crops from the ground, whatever it may have been, it is all the power and the qudrat of Allah. But Allah says in the end of it all, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُورٌ. Certainly man is kafur, man is ungrateful and unappreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these ni'mats, for all these boons and favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given. Whilst Allah had given it through His compassion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to the needs of man, yet man is absolutely ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ungrateful in the fact that the disbelievers do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those of us who believe, we can never imagine this great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why many of the ulama have said that if you look at the boons and the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, and what we give in return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that should make man shy of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that itself should create the haya within us to make the ibadat of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.